Spike protein was detected in the organs of nearly half, all women, of stroke victims up to 17 months after they received an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, according to a new peer-reviewed study. The study confirmed that, in all of the patients, some of the spike protein detected originated from the COVID-19 vaccines. None of the patients had an active COVID-19 infection at the time of their stroke. The study by 10 Japanese researchers retrospectively examined the cases of 19 hemorrhagic stroke victims from 2023 and 2024 to investigate the potential link between the strokes and mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Spike protein was found in the tissue and organs of 43.8% of the 19 stroke victims examined. All the patients in the 43.8% group were women. Researchers found the spike protein inside the cerebral arteries, which flow to the brain. In one patient, spike protein was present 17 months after vaccination, while in two others, the protein was detected 12 and 11 months following vaccination, respectively. The researchers said the findings raise significant concerns about the long-term safety of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. They cited the role of lipid nanoparticles, which deliver mRNA to human cells, in contributing to the risk of stroke. These findings raise significant concerns regarding the biodistribution of lipid nanoparticle-based vaccines and their long-term safety, the study authors wrote. The study appeared in the June edition of the Journal of Clinical Neuroscience. Christoph Ploth, DO, a member of the World Council for Health Steering Committee, said the study's findings align with broader reports of sex-specific vaccine complications, including menstrual disruptions and myocarditis. An exceptionally long-lasting vaccination effect. Karl Jablonowski, PhD, senior research scientist for Children's Health Defense, said 17, 12 and 11 months is an exceptionally long-lasting vaccination effect. Spike protein and immune response to it lasting 17 months after vaccination is a big deal and a big problem, Jablonowski said. It means the assault on the body of the vaccinated and the adverse effects of it may exist in perpetuity, forever. Other studies have found that lipid nanoparticles deliver DNA contaminants, contained within mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, throughout the body. Ploth said the study results contradict claims that the spike protein's presence in the body would remain localized to the vaccination site and last only for a brief period. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, claims that after mRNA enters muscle cells following COVID-19 vaccination, the cell's machinery is used to produce a harmless piece of what is called the spike protein. The protein's presence then triggers our immune system to produce antibodies and activate other immune cells to fight off what it thinks is an infection. Any side effects from getting the vaccine are normal signs the body is building protection, the CDC claims. But for Ploth, the prolonged presence of spike protein raises serious questions about the long-term behavior of mRNA technology in the human body. While the study does not definitively prove causation, the detection of spike protein in brain arteries, combined with signs of immune cell infiltration, suggest a plausible mechanism for blood vessel damage and hemorrhagic strokes, Ploth said. Rapid approval of COVID shots left critical gaps in safety data. According to the study, clinical trials for the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines demonstrated their short-term safety and efficacy. However, the long-term effects and biodistribution of the vaccines remain underexplored. Ploth said the lack of long-term safety data for the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines is troubling, adding that the accelerated approval process for these left critical gaps in our understanding of these vaccines' delayed effects. Despite a lack of long-term safety data, what we do know about the effects of spike proteins on the body is troubling, Ploth said. The potential consequences of lingering spike protein are severe and multifaceted. Chronic inflammation, clotting disorders, and autoimmune reactions could emerge over time, posing risks that were never adequately assessed during clinical trials, Ploth said. She added that multiple studies and autopsy reports have shown that mRNA vaccines can cause vascular and neurological damage. Writing on Substack, epidemiologist Nicholas Holscher referenced a recent study in Nature Biotechnology, which found that mRNA vaccination in mice resulted in spike protein expression in critical organs, including the liver, spleen, lungs, heart, head, and kidneys. Unfortunately, this appears to also be the case in humans, Holscher wrote. A peer-reviewed study published in the International Journal of Innovative Research in Medical Science in November 2024 found that COVID-19 vaccines pose a 112,000% greater risk of brain clots and strokes than flu vaccines, and a 20,700% greater risk of those symptoms than all other vaccines combined. In February, Yale University researchers published a preprint showing that spike protein from the COVID-19 vaccine was detected in the blood of at least one person 709 days after vaccination, a significantly longer time than previously measured. A study published last month in Immunity, Inflammation and Disease found that young adults who received a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine showed elevated spike protein production a year or more after vaccination. According to the authors of the new study, global replication studies are urgently required to validate these findings and ensure comprehensive safety evaluations of mRNA vaccines. Plouffe said the new study adds to a growing body of evidence of harm caused by mRNA vaccines and contributes to calls for their suspension or withdrawal. Given the unresolved safety concerns and the availability of alternative solutions, a global moratorium on these vaccines is urgently needed, Plouffe said. Independent, transparent research must take precedence to determine whether the risks outweigh any purported benefits before more lives are irrevocably harmed, Plouffe said.